better come on in my kitchen. There's hard to be raining her door.
Come over here, kid. Why, sir? You never know, you might have to cook for 20 guys someday. You see, you start out with a little bit of oil. You fry some garlic. And you throw in some tomatoes, tomato paste, you fry it, you make sure it doesn't stick. You got to do a boil, you shove in all your sausage and your meatballs. Huh? And a little bit of wine. A little bit of sugar. And that's my trick.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Enough. I'm so sick and tired of hearing you people talk about food, food, food. That's all anybody ever talks about is prosciutto, cheese, and fava beans. I'm drowning here.
Jesus Christ, take it easy.
We're not even engaged yet.
When you're married, you'll understand the importance of fresh produce.
I eat with gusto, damn your bet, my country, tis of thee. I eat for social progress, I eat for victory.
Delicious.
Stay hungry, stay hungry, stay hungry.
You want some more?
This is Robin Pressman for KRCB Radio. Our mini pledge drive begins next week for just 4 days, and you can keep it short and sweet by making your donation today. Go online to krcb.org and sign up. Your donation enters you in our daily drawings for dinner for two at Sonoma County restaurants John Ash, K&L Bistro, Syrah, Bistro 29, and Jackson's, and our grand prize, a one-week hotel stay in a Caribbean island. You can also enter the drawing by mailing a postcard to KRCB Radio Drawing, 5850 Labath Avenue, Rohnert Park, California, 94928. Details about the drawing are available on our website at krcb.org. Just click on 91 Celebration and sign up. Do it today. Thanks.
Good evening and welcome to Mouthful, the wine country's most delicious hour. It's Michelle Anna Jordan. How are you doing tonight? We have a full house and we are all headed into a really busy and, dare I say it, delicious week here in Sonoma County. We're going to talk first about the upcoming celebration of Lunar New Year, the Chinese New Year extravaganza taking place next Saturday. But we're also going to be talking about Sonoma County Restaurant Week, which kicks off tomorrow and continues through next Sunday. So first guest, Nancy Wang, welcome back. I think this is your third or fourth year.
Yes, thank you for having me back here.
Well, Michelle, it's great. It's just such a great great event coming up. I've been several times. One thing you should know right away, if you want to go, it's next Saturday night, February 27th, and they do not sell tickets at the door. You can't decide at the last minute, oh, I think I'm going to go. You have to get your tickets in advance, and we'll be talking about how to do that. I see that you've added something this year. You're going to have performance by a Polynesian dance group.
Yes, we decided I want to have a little bit different. Still, also, we stick with the culture. And we have a really local, good Polynesian culture dance group. Uh-huh. So they're great to come and help our event.
Now, do you know where? Is it Tahitian dancing? Do you know?
It's New Zealand Polynesian dance.
Oh, New Zealand.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I've only seen a little tiny bit of that. That'll be really great to see.
Yes. And also this year we do adding a few new lions.
And new lions?
Yeah, new lions. And last year we had the dotted eye. I hope you remember you were there.
Oh, yes.
Then also the two dragons. We have the biggest dragon, 250 feet long. Mm-hmm. Then we have another one. It's about 80 feet. That's can holding by a little bit young children. Mm-hmm. So because we figure out this is a family event, we want to have a guest have some opportunity to can participate. And
oh, so the little kids can participate?
Yes, yes. About a year. If you're 10 years old, you're okay to holding our small dragon. Uh-huh. But the big one is a little bit hard.
Yeah, you have to be a little bit taller.
It's 250 feet long. Then we had to do some tricks. But we just had to training a few people, certain numbers that we can invite the guests. This is the only time we invite the guests to participate our dragon. Normally, the Rose Parade, we had to have our own people to do the procession, the parade. But this is all going to be happening, really exciting. Then also, we have all the brand new culture dance in our association also. The children really...
the children do work. Fan dances.
This time, the challenge is we have a 6 teenager girl from all the different high school, Montgomery High, San Jose High, Allen High, and Summerfield. And they're going to dance 15 feet long silk ribbon. Each half a two. And 6 of them going to dance on the stage. And it's going to be really challenging. And but it's really unique. I've been with them every Saturday practice, hours and hours. We just hope they don't tangle the
ribbons.
That's why. But I think they're okay. They're fine. And of course, we're going to have a delicious food, the Chinese food. We celebrate Chinese New Year.
Tell us about the food.
The food, actually, we had a catering from San Francisco Chinatown.
Okay.
Yes. And this year, we're adding more items because since Chinese New Year, we really want to serve the vegetarian dishes. One, particular one, is really healthy with the Napa cabbage. Dry mushroom, some noodles, and a lot of different mushrooms in that ingredient. It's really delicious. But we do have special 4 dishes for the vegetarian people if they don't eat meat, because we do have a lot of meat dishes too. You know, the barbecue pork and beef.
Yeah, I remember.
And the
barbecue
sour pork. And so, and, you know, fried rice, fried noodle, that kind of type of Chinese food. But also GNG provided us a really nice orange, fresh orange, because Chinese New Year, you had to have orange on the table.
Right, yes. And what is that a symbol of?
The symbol, I think orange, the pronunciation, it's, you know, Chinese, we believe everything, it bring you good luck. Like the red envelope I bought in today.
Yes, you brought us red envelopes. Yes. Thank you for this.
And we have some lucky candy inside. Normally, you put the money in there for the children, but we decided to put the lucky candy in there too. You have to have an even number, not a single. So you will find the 2 candy inside the red envelope.
Okay.
I think next Saturday, you coming over, every children we get the red envelope. Then I think also we have the local clover, the cow, the ice cream.
Clove.
He's coming, and they're going to bring delicious ice cream too for everybody.
So this gets started at 6, and it continues until what, about 9:30?
About, should be wrapped up by 9.
But by
our
9, okay.
Door open at 5.
Oh, it opens at 5.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's right. Dinner, and then dinner starts at 6. And at 5, there's like little
areas. We have a lot of
area
you can activity, because with the, you know, the shoebox raffle, our association doing this raffle is you don't have to win the things you don't like it. Whatever you like it, you throw your raffle ticket to the shoebox. Then you can win the things you really want.
Right.
And also we have some silent auction and really unique and really great, great things with all the local support. Then we have a really beautiful program to giving out that day, that night. It's all the local restaurant and banking and sponsor. Our Sonoma County Office Education is our main sponsor for this event too. Yes, because we do provide the most all the Chinese culture through the Sonoma County. This past 1 week, our members, also myself, we've been nonstop every day visiting all the different elementary schools in San Jose.
Oh, great.
Yes, to sharing our Chinese culture, the New Year, and bring them, you know, lucky candy, the envelope. Actually, I want to thank you, the U.S. Bank, Montgomery branch, they provide all the red envelope for us.
Envelopes are good for them.
Yes, they are really generous too.
Now, how many years has this been going on?
We are doing this for about 20 years. Okay. But for doing this big one, I would say it's about 15 years.
About 15, okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I was trying to remember. I was thinking, is it
35? We started really little at a small community center. Then we're getting bigger and bigger. Uh-huh. And the people get a little bit upset if they cannot get in because we have a limit. Mm-hmm. That's why we can get it. It's the San Rosa Veterans Building. That's the biggest we can get, also within the budget. Mm-hmm. So that's why every year we're holding there the fourth Saturday every February. Mm-hmm. That's our Chinese New Year celebration.
Uh-huh. And what the thing I love best about it, I mean, I love the dragons. I love the dragons. But the thing that I love absolutely the most is the lions, the lion dancing. And I notice that sometimes, especially people with a really little kid, some people start to leave a little bit early. They don't stay till the end when the lion dances come out. And if you go, and if you've never been, you should go. There's something so magical.
Yes.
And what I'm curious about now is, what sort of training does it take to be able to participate in the lion dance?
The training, the lion, you need a little bit the martial art training because with a lot of steps. With the lion, you see two people in the lion body, one with the head and one is the tail. Mm-hmm. And don't think it's just the head doing things. The tail is the most hard work too.
Uh-huh.
And the lion has about 15 pounds, the weight.
Uh-huh.
Then you have to work inside, blink the eyes, open the mouth, and moving your ears. So you know how busy you're going to be inside that lion head. And I know because our lion team meet every Saturday, practice about 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
They're not only just doing the lion dance, they had to learn how to do the drum, how to do the simple, how to do the con, because you need to know the routine, the beat, because you had to listen to the drum to do your lion dance.
Uh-huh. Well, the thing that they're able to do that I find so magical about it is, first of all, of course, there's guys inside it, or there's people inside, and you see them. You see their shoes, their legs, and sometimes their hands. But even though you see that, they make you are looking at a lion, and you are looking at a cat. They get the inflection of the head and the blinking of the eyes.
Yes.
They get everything so real. Every time I see it, I get tears in my eyes and I get chills because it just looks so real.
You really understand, because we always tell our teenager to practice the lion dance. You have to dance that lion like it's alive.
And they do it. They
do
bring
it. They
to
really
life.
Do it.
Yeah.
And yesterday we were at a G&G supermarket celebrating Chinese New Year, Santa Rosa and Petaluma. We have a lot of audience coming with the tears, says this is such a nice Chinese culture in Sonoma County. I say, you know, we're fortunately we're lucky. Actually, we're the only association to provide the culture program.
Really?
And we do visiting a lot of senior home too.
Oh, good.
We've been
good.
Booked
uh-huh.
all the way through April. Every weekend we go to the senior assistant senior home or convalescent home to sharing our cultures.
Now this year, Lunar New Year started on February 14th this year, right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And so we have now entered the year of the tiger.
Yes.
And is there a way to sum up what it means for the year of the tiger?
The tiger, smart.
Okay.
And hard work.
Smart, hardworking.
Hard work.
Does beauty come into it? Because from
beauty,
a Western point of view,
the
they're very
Western,
beautiful.
Yeah, I think a tiger, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I really behave too. A lot of people think a tiger, you heard a tiger, but you know, tiger has a good tigers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they had the wire tiger, of course, always a wire. But no, I think they had a pretty good training tiger. And the gentle. Because my husband is the year of the tiger. I know he's a really gentle husband. Really nice man. And this event, we call the fundraiser, but when most is counting the sponsor for this event.
Mm-hmm.
And we do raise the money for our future home. Because we do have our property right now
oh,
in Sebastopol Row.
Oh, where is it?
2.6. Between Stony Point and Fulton.
Oh, okay.
And we're next to the Joe Rodolda's trail.
Okay.
We have a 2.6 acre lot right there. And we do have a house on right now. So we can use that as our training and meet a place. We hope one day we can build our culture center. We can provide more for the community.
Oh, that's great.
Also, we provide a senior high school scholarship. Sonoma County, all the high school. Right now, I think they already received our application form. The due date is at the end of March, last day. That's our scholarship application form. And
so again, this is taking place next Saturday, February 27th. The doors open at 5 o'clock. Tickets, $25 for adults, $10 for children from 3 to 10 years old. And you can get tickets at Asia Mart, that is on Guerneville Road, G&G Supermarket on College. You can also call. Do we want to give your phone number?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, it's 576-0533 to talk to Nancy Wang about getting tickets. Let me tell you that again. It is 576-0533. We'll be right back to talk about Sonoma County Restaurant Week. Yes, indeed. It's Mouthful if you're curious about that song. It is Fleetwood Mac covering an old song by Fabian, if you remember him. I forget what his last name was, but he just went by Fabian. Anyway, it's Tiger. I have the original 45, and sometimes it's on my jukebox. It's true. Anyway, we're going to talk about Sonoma County Restaurant Week. It is starting tomorrow, and I have here from the Economic Development Council Board. Justin Hayashi, your project coordinator.
Yes.
You work with my good friend, Jeff Boland.
I do, yeah.
Okay.
My good friend as well.
Tell us about Restaurant Week.
Yeah. So Sonoma County Restaurant Week, well, first off, it's the first ever in the North Bay area. And we have about 90 fantastic restaurants in Sonoma County participating. And what these restaurants are doing is basically they're going to put together a three-course menu, and they've priced it at either $19, $29, or $39. So if you go to the website, SonomaCountyRestaurantWeek.org, and you look at the restaurant list.
Just wait one second. You're talking really fast.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
SonomaCountyRestaurantWeek.org.
Yeah.
Always takes a minute for people to get
website. Yeah. So SonomaCountyRestaurantWeek.org, and you you can see the whole list of restaurants participating. And it's divided by price point, $19, $29, $39, and also the menu. So basically, no tickets are necessary. No passes are necessary. All you have to do is show up at the restaurant. Reservations are strongly encouraged. And choose a menu that works best for you and just walk into the restaurant all week from Monday to Sunday.
Now, restaurants are going to be serving this in addition to their regular menus,
exactly.
Right? And
correct.
So you have to tell them we're here for Restaurant Week. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, so you want to mention it. Do you want to mention it when you make your reservations?
You don't necessarily need to. They'll serve both menus for us.
Okay,
so, yeah.
They will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's a survey or something you're asking people to fill out?
Yeah, there's actually quite a few ways for diners to get free gift certificates or get a chance to win gift certificates to these fabulous restaurants. So one way is if you go to the participating restaurants at the end of the meal, you can get a quick 5-question survey. And you just fill it out really quickly. It shouldn't take more than a minute, really. And that enters you into a chance to win a chance to dine out free for an entire year. So that's 12 gift certificates. One per month. These restaurants. So there'll be multiple winners. The Sonoma County Tourism Bureau has also a fantastic promotion where they have a Facebook page, a fan page, and all you have to do is take a picture or even talk about the meal you had during Restaurant Week and post it on their Facebook page. And every day they're choosing multiple winners.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, randomly to win gift certificates to these restaurants. So there's several, and those are just two avenues, but I think we have, you know, five or six different ways you can win these gift certificates. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you go to the website again and check under special deals, you can see all the different ways that you can go about winning, mm-hmm. winning these fantastic meals.
Now, the survey, what's the, who's conducting the survey and what is it, what's the information that you're looking for?
Yeah. So it's actually being coordinated by the Tourism Bureau. So the Sonoma County Tourism Bureau is pushing this out, and they've been a pretty much a co-promoter, co-sponsor with this, for this event. And, basically, that survey is, this is our first year doing this, so we're trying to track how effective this event really is in mm-hmm. promoting restaurants and you know, boosting customer traffic, basically, and if people really came out and tried out new restaurants during this week. So that's kind of one of the ways that we'll be moderating the success of the event.
Mm-hmm. Now, this event, it started, it happens in other places, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you know about the history
of
it?
Yeah, so it started in, I think, 1992. I feel like a historian. In 1992 in New York City. And it was a lunch-only promotion, and mm-hmm. it was very, very successful. And, you know, it's spread pretty much worldwide now, you know, even in London, Jamaica, but all over the nation as well. So the state of Maine has the Maine Restaurant Week. Arizona has the state of the Arizona Restaurant Week. But also various cities have Restaurant Week. And even San Francisco has their Dine About Town.
Right, yeah.
And so we figured, you know, Sonoma County has some of the best restaurants in the world. So why not do it here?
Uh-huh. And you got good response from the restaurants when you started soliciting.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have quite a few on the list. And, you know, and
90, that's
yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah, great ones too. Not yeah. just, you know, 90 regular restaurants. I think some of the best. So uh-huh. yeah, we're very excited for it.
Uh-huh. And how did they determine which price point they were going to go in under? Was it just mm-hmm. sort of to resonate with the restaurant?
Yeah.
What it normally is? Or
you know, a lot of the restaurants actually discounted as well. And it's we really uh-huh. left that up to the discretion of the restaurant. Uh-huh. But and you can, you know, you've got three,
three
chefs in the room,
here.
So they could probably tell you better than I could. But, you know, it's it really just depended on the restaurant. Some discounted quite a bit and some kind of kept it on the same plane. So,
uh-huh.
yeah.
Okay, one thing I really like about the website is right next to the name, first of all, it's a list,
mm-hmm.
easy to scroll through,
mm-hmm.
and there's a menu right there. You
right.
can click on the menu and see it. You don't have to link through to the web. I mean, you can mm-hmm. link through to the restaurant website if you want, mm-hmm. but you can just see those menus right away. And if you're not familiar with a restaurant, it's a great way. Just read through it.
Yeah,
and see,
absolutely.
I think just that, even if people don't go to Restaurant Week, I think just that is really helpful.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's bring in our chefs. We have Brandon Gunther.
Hello.
Rocker Oysterfellers in Valley Ford. A very fun place.
Thank you very much.
And a place I was just at Thursday night, Judah Fronte of Affronte's in
Hi
there. Down a corridor, an
That's
outside
right.
corridor.
We got a hallway.
Where Palette Art Cafe used to be.
That's right, behind La Crema. So right between the blue awning of Chain Luna and La Crema, and you just walk right back there and you'll see our beautiful dining room.
Yes. And you opened in October, I think.
That's right. Very beginning uh-huh. of October.
Okay. And then we also have Bruce. Bruce, what's your last name?
It's Friesica.
That's right, Friesica. From Applewood Inn.
Mm-hmm. Applewood Inn.
Okay. Who wants to start? Just jump in. Why are you doing it? Why are you doing Restaurant Week and what are you doing?
Well, I think obviously, you know, we're all promoting our business, absolutely. But for me, it was just a really natural fit because when I was talking to Justin...
We should say this is Jude from Affronte's.
Yeah, thank you very much. That he was talking about how there's an emphasis on the local, and that just fits with us already, and also with the different price points. I have a small plates menu, mix and match menu, so it was really easy for me to take elements on my menu and incorporate them into a three-course meal that fit mm-hmm. really nicely at that lower price point. So,
you came in
we're
at the lower
19.
Price.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
absolutely.
Great. What's on the menu?
Oh, for my menu, I'm doing, you have a choice of either mixed greens with my house Sherry Dijon vinaigrette, and that's going to come with some baby beets mixed into it as well, or the seasonal soup. I just put out a red pepper soup with some ricotta salata is what I'm currently serving. It probably will be around for the first part of the week and then change by the middle of the week. You then have a choice of either the house-made sausage with polenta and pepperonata, or you can have my local fish and papillote with white wine and leeks. And papillote means wrapped in paper. So it's a little mm-hmm. paper bundle. And then we finish it off with my signature Affronte's Sundae, which has a Cabernet chocolate sauce and then some cinnamon toasted pine nuts on top.
Mm, love the pine nuts.
Delicious.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, what are you doing out at Applewood, Bruce?
The main feature of my menu is going to be a milk braised pork shoulder, and we take a roulade of pork and we season it to cure it for a little while, and then braise it in milk with a little bit of lemon rind. And it's very, very traditional Italian preparation. And I chose it because of the time of year. This is the time of year in Sonoma County where we have a pretty short window of green grass. And right about now, the weather breaks, so we have the blue sky. And I thought a nice pork braise would be kind of a lighter alternative to, like, the beef braises and things like that. And yet it fits with a kind of brisk nights that we have. So when you do a milk braise, the milk actually separates and caramelizes inside the braise, and you get nutty flavors, and you just get this deep richness that that really complements, like, a light pork.
What are you going to be serving that with?
I'm doing some potatoes that are somewhat in a similar vein. I roast them with a little bit of cream, and that separates, and the potatoes absorb a little bit of the milk liquids, mm-hmm. And the fats from the cream clarify and then kind of fry the potatoes. So you get a little bit of each. You get a little bit of richness, but you get some crisp, really, really flavorful potatoes. So
those are killing me.
Those two are going to go together.
Yeah, I'm getting really hungry. Really. Did you bring any?
I'm sorry. And it's funny that I really didn't look at the calendar either, but it's Lent right now. So we're actually also going to be offering a fish and a vegetarian option along mm-hmm. with the one that I had really kind of zeroed in on uh-huh. originally.
Okay, and out at Rocker Oyster Fellers, what are you going to be doing?
Oh, man, we're doing all kinds of stuff. Let's see. We have three choices for each course. First, we do the seafood gumbo that we're doing with Caggiano andouille sausage from Petaluma, crawfish tails, and a local fish, you know, whatever's coming in, and that's over basmati rice. Or we have a salad of crispy romaine hearts, Creole Caesar dressing, fried oysters, and shaved Parmigiano Reggiano. Third choice is a winter chicory salad from County Line, which is up on the Sonoma Marin border.
Yeah, County Line. I've noticed several people are starting to use County Line, and they grow great greens. I see them down at the Marin Farmers Market sometime. Really good,
Especially during the winter. They have great kales and great chicories, and they keep it pumping out. So, anyway, the chicory salads, the chicories are nice and bitter. So to counterbalance that, we did some honey poached tangerine segments mm-hmm. on there, candied pecans, and a cranberry champagne vinaigrette that goes on that. So that's the first course. Second course, we have a flash fried Dungeness crab in Cajun spices that's locally sourced with grilled ciabatta breads, fingerling potatoes from Little Farms over in Tamales, balsamic onions, and a saffron rouille. Second course is Gleason Ranch buttermilk fried chicken, crushed Little Farms potatoes, fried sage, and a gravy made from Lagunitas ale and caraway. Then you have the third choice of a ravioli with County Line greens. Again, there's County Line. Bellwether Farms Carmody from right up the street, a truffled mushroom broth, maitake mushrooms from Gourmet Mushrooms in Sebastopol, mm-hmm. and crispy matchstick sweet potatoes to top it off. And for dessert, we do a bourbon vanilla milkshake with a pecan tassie or powdered sugar beignets with a wild blackberry jam.
Beignets.
Gotta have them. The donut that's okay for dinner. Or a Scharfenberger double chocolate cake with Bing cherries in Pinot Noir syrup and whipped cream.
And at what price is your menu?
We're at 29, so 29. We're in the middle tier.
Middle tier.
So we're doing about a 25% discount.
Yeah. All three of those menus are really great. We're going to take another musical break, and we'll be back and talk a little bit more about the restaurants. And it's a mouthful. It's Michelle. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you've enjoyed your weekend. I'm still enjoying mine. Hope you are too. The restaurants. I've just gone to the website, and if you can do that while you're listening to the radio, you know, you'll get an even deeper look at what we're talking about. You've got everything from Mary's Pizza Shack to all the restaurants represented in this room, and Dempsey's in Petaluma, Cafe Chidi out in Kenwood, restaurants in Bodega Bay, Healdsburg, you know, pretty much every town. Every town in Sonoma County. So, you know, one way to do it is you might go to one of your favorite places one night, and then you might discover something new. There's a restaurant, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it. Yes, I did just find it right here. The El Coqui Puerto Rican cuisine on Mendocino, I think. I have wanted to try it, and it's just something I never get to because, you know, I'm a workaholic. but reading their menu was really, really fun, and there were things that were unfamiliar. I am quite a ways away from knowing everything about food, believe me, and some of the stuff I did not recognize. So at the El Coqui Puerto Rican restaurant, there is Tostones Montaditos de Carne.
Beats me.
we have chuletas. Don't know what chuletas is. Anybody know what chuletas?
Chuletas are pork chops.
It's a pork chop. Okay. Right. Anyway, check it out. I'm going to try that one night. But, you know, it's just fun reading through all this. But one of the things I'd like to do is have each of you now tell me about your restaurants a little bit more other than just your participation. I'm going to go, since I started with you last time, Jude, we're going to start with Rocker Oyster Fellers and go back that way. So when did you open?
We opened up about, it was Memorial Day of 2006. So it's been about over 3.5 years now.
And you're in what was Valley Ford Hotel, is that right?
It still is, Valley Ford Hotel.
Hotel, okay, so you kept that name.
We did. We actually kept the hotel, so we run the hotel as well as the restaurant. Uh-huh. And our catering company. And then we just opened a fish bank next door in the old Dairyman's Bank.
That's right. I have been wanting to come out and see that. Tell us about that.
Well, we turned this. There's a beautiful bank. It was built in 1890 that originally housed the Dairyman's Bank, which was used for all the dairymen in the area to keep all their monies from the milk and meat, I guess. And so it was a beautiful bank. It was Bank of Petaluma most recently. And Wells Fargo bought Bank of Petaluma and wanted to get rid of the building. And it's a beautiful old historic building with beautiful,
yeah,
with amazing
space.
Vaults. It has all the vaults in place, two vaults out in the main room. And so we just rehabbed the whole place and put
so
in
you,
a,
but you were able to buy it from
right, and then we were able to put in a fresh fish market.
Uh-huh.
So we opened up a fresh fish market. We're working on a sustainability program, and it's only been open for about 2.5 weeks now.
And you're ways out there in Valley Forge, so are you drawing people from the greater community?
We are, and there's still quite a few people. There's quite a few locals out in the area, which we love to have that come visit us at the restaurant, and then they come into the bank too, and
so what
to
do you
buy
off-
their fish. But we kind of did a soft opening, so we haven't really launched it too hard to work out all the kinks. But it's running great now, and
what are you selling?
Right now, we're doing. You know, there's not a lot of local fish coming out of the waters right now because it's been so rough. So we're sourcing from outside. We're working on a sustainability program.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll offer 100% sustainable product.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to get a license from the Fish and Game to actually buy fishermen direct so that we can actually list
the fishing. Oh, so you have to get a special license to
buy direct from the fishermen versus purveyors, right? So we would like to do that and so we can eventually buy from the fishermen, list the fishing vessel, method of catch, and area and everything. Like. So that's what we're working on right now, but that takes some time, so we're fitting into it. So right now we have coho salmon that's line caught from Alaska. We have halibut that's from Baja, California, in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
We have sea scallops from Maine, U10 diver scallops, and Dungeness crab that's grown locally, oysters from Tamales Bay.
So you do have local Dungeness.
Manila clams from Tamales Bay.
Uh-huh.
We plan on carrying some mussels pretty soon. And things like that, rock cod.
Uh-huh.
So we have quite a few things actually right now.
And when do you open?
We're opening daily from 11 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock. Or I'm sorry, until 9 o'clock, till 6 o'clock.
So 11 to 6 daily.
11 to 6 daily.
That is great. And then, what?
Oh, I'm sorry. And then we offer also to-go items, prepared foods.
So what sort of things?
Dungeness crab cakes that to take home and cook. We also offer seafood gumbo and clam chowder.
What kind of clam chowder?
New England style.
Did you participate in Chowder Day?
I did not because we're outside of Bodega Bay.
Right,
maybe
yeah.
next year we can get in there.
Yeah.
But we do that, and we do crab louis and shrimp cocktails. And
you do crab louis?
And sushi on the weekends. Yeah.
Crab louis, one of the best foods in the world. In the world.
I agree.
Make it, it's a ritual. I make it at home. I have my own, my best in the world louis dressing, but I also love finding a place that's doing it.
Right.
It's really, has been my favorite food since I was four and had my first crab louis. Well, that is great. What a great resource. You know, various people have tried to get fish markets going.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's been mostly the wrong time.
Right.
I think now is a really good time to do it. So
I feel
cool.
It too. Yeah.
Good luck.
We're happy with that.
Okay. And so now Applewood, also an inn. And
also
we're going to come back to you and talk more about the hotel part.
Sure.
So Applewood Inn is an inn with how many rooms?
I think right now we have 18 rooms working, and the inn has been up and running for about 25 years. I think we're actually in our 25th year. It was originally founded in the Belden House just outside of Guerneville, and around 1999 or about 2000, the owners, the then owners, embarked on a big construction. They built a restaurant that is reminiscent of an old apple barn, and we're nestled in an original apple farm. So now they put in a courtyard and a whole series of updated, kind of nice, fancy, really sedate rooms, and they built a restaurant. I think we have probably about 40 seats. We're open just for dinner right now, but we're planning a lunch.
Oh, you are planning a lunch. And it's in Guerneville.
It's right in Guerneville, right.
The south side of the bridge, I think.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, it's on 116.
Yeah.
So if you're going out River Road, you take a left at the light to go over the bridge, and we're about a quarter mile on the left-hand side. You can't really miss it. There's a nice stucco entryway.
Uh-huh. And then, so you're open how many days a week for dinner?
Right now, we're open 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. We start our week on Tuesdays. We're open from 6 till about 9:30. Mm-hmm. And we're open Tuesdays through Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. Now, for a while, you were bringing over, something was going on with Italy.
That's right.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about that.
It was Easter of last year.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
We had a chef, Francesco Paldera. He came from Bari, Italy, right down in the south in Puglia. And he came and stayed for 2 weeks and made a great friend of himself. The whole staff, everything changed and revolved around Francesco. And we loved him. We loved having him around. And he's a friend of mine now. And we're still in contact.
Uh-huh.
And there's every chance that he might be able to come back at some point.
Oh, great.
In the not-too-distant future.
Things like that in the future.
Right. We're really looking at expanding our whole concept, which includes exchanges across to Italy and Europe. That's all possible.
Mm-hmm.
Our owner, Carlos Pipa, is partially Italian and had run a business in Italy for a while. So he has a lot of connections. He has a huge passion for all things Italian. And our menu is mostly really kind of wine country California menu. And it will stay that way. But we're thinking of opening maybe just a slightly more casual Tuscan style lunch to be served al fresco.
Uh-huh.
And Carlos really has a great sense, an authentic sense for all the things that come from Tuscany, all over Italy, speaks Italian fluently, everything.
Uh-huh.
So he really wants to capitalize on that.
That'll be a nice addition.
It will. It really will.
Lunch in Tuscany is a great thing. It takes a long time, as it should.
Absolutely.
Okay, and now to you, Jude. Affronti opened in October, but you've been here.
I've been living up in the area for about 4 years, going on 5 years now. I moved up from San Francisco. I grew up in San Francisco. I trained in Manhattan in Italy and came back here just eager to be back among the California wine country. I mean, that's really what I'm up here for. Mm-hmm. And we opened Affronti Courtyard Dining Wine Bar is the full name, and
So as the chef, obviously I love to talk about the food, but as the mm-hmm. owner, it's really the focus is on the wine. We have over 30 wines all available by the glass. And so it's just a unique opportunity that you don't see very often anywhere. And I think for the Healdsburg town itself, there are mm-hmm. other places that may be called wine bars, but as wonderful as they are, as much as I enjoy going to them, they don't have that huge selection of wines. So mm-hmm. Our focus is on the Mediterranean. So I would describe the food as Cal Mediterranean. So it's really I take traditional recipes and then put a modern California twist on them. Mm-hmm. And all of our wines are Mediterranean varietals. And we work really hard to pair them up. So our servers are always going to have a number of suggestions for you. For instance, for the menu we're offering for Restaurant Week, we have the La Crema Pinot Gris as the white we're offering, and then the Segaccio Sangiovese, which is an mm-hmm. Italian varietal. Mm-hmm. But grown here in Sonoma. So mm-hmm. always looking for that wine pairing.
You also do some nice things with cava.
Yes, yes, we do. We have some fabulous cocktails.
Yeah,
that are
ginger cava.
That I love the ginger cava, absolutely. And then we also are working with sake and soju, both for different mixed drinks. And with that, what I really like is we're not trying to mimic a hard alcohol drink. We're really mm-hmm. doing unique drinks. There's something different that you haven't seen. Mm-hmm. The closest we get to a traditional might be the Bloody Mary, but it's a Mediterranean Bloody Mary. So we have some different.
That?
We have some capers and olives in there, along with the celery and tomato and uh-huh. spices that you would normally expect. Uh-huh. And we offer that at our Sunday jazz brunch. Uh-huh. So we are also doing live music. We have Thursday evenings. We do live music, and that changes whether it's jazz or blues or something in between. We've had
Americana,
gypsy jazz.
Sort of, all kinds of Thursday night.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we go strictly straight-ahead jazz for the Sunday brunch.
Uh-huh.
And other than that, we have a gorgeous courtyard outside that, you know, this last week with the beautiful sunshine, it's just been great to be able to seat people out there.
So, and you've started seating out
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Oh,
we got a little rain, obviously, the last couple of days, so it hasn't been open. But, yeah, it's always open if you want to sit out there, but uh-huh. obviously in the wet weather. We don't expect you to.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a lovely courtyard. I really love that courtyard. Now, the music, obviously, in this season, takes place inside.
Yes.
Will it continue to take place inside, or any thought of moving it onto the courtyard?
You know, again, we just opened in October, so this will be our first spring summer going into it, so we'll see how it works out. I would love to. I mean, certainly we'll have the doors open so the music flows out into the courtyard. I think it'll be a great place to hang out and listen to it for mm-hmm. sure. And I think it'll be more depend on case by case, the band, the group, what they want to do. And if they're like, no, we want to play outside, then mm-hmm. absolutely, we'll do that.
Mm-hmm. What are you noticing so far as clientele goes? Locals, tourists?
It's a real mix for sure. Uh-huh. I mean, I definitely appreciate the local crowd. I look forward to seeing them uh-huh. in there, and we've got a good local following that's building uh-huh. up. But then we get people that are from across the country, across the world uh-huh. for that matter, who stop in and say, oh, we just found you, and we're so glad we did. And so uh-huh. that's always nice. I try and spend as much time as I can going out between courses uh-huh. into the dining room, talking to folks, and just finding out where they're from. I mean, uh-huh. We've really kind of envisioned the place as a social gathering spot where regardless of if you're a local or from far reaches, mm-hmm. you can come in, hang out. And talking about hours, we don't close in the middle of the day. So we open at 11:30 for lunch. We'll stay up until 8 or 8:30.
Oh, you serve continuously?
And we serve continuously all the way through. So there's that mid-afternoon where I've uh-huh. always been – I get hungry at 3 o'clock. And I'm like, where the heck can I go eat?
Yeah.
Well, come on down to Affronti. We got stuff for you all day long. Absolutely.
Now talk about the – the round silver things with fire inside.
Those are a really beautiful feature that I'm glad we have. We actually have
gorgeous.
A little section of our dining room that we call the lounge, and it's uh-huh. some comfy leather sofas to sit on. And so we have this fire element that is these biofuel fireplaces. They're not wired in or piped into the wall or anything like that. It's a little biofuel canister that we put in there.
It's a canister.
What I like about it is that it does not give off an odor or a taste, so it doesn't interfere with the uh-huh. wine or the food or anything like that. When my designer first suggested it to me, I was like, I'm not so sure about that. But then I got a look at it. I'm like, oh, that's gorgeous. And then I realized that they weren't going to affect the taste. And so I was like, all right, let's go for it.
It's really mesmerizing.
Aren't they gorgeous?
Yeah. Really pretty. Because I'd seen it when I was up during the day and there was no fire. And then when I was up on Thursday night, it's like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah. That, it really transforms the room. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's
absolutely gorgeous.
Really something. I want to talk about Rocker Oyster Fellers for a second. Two things we didn't touch on. You have a little bar and you have a collection of absinthe.
We do.
Talk about that, please.
Well, absinthe was recently, as probably most of you know, re-legalized in the United States.
December 08, I believe it was.
So absinthe for bars is kind of a new thing and a really fun spirit to play with because of the unique flavor. It's a blend of I don't know how many herbs and spices.
Lots.
Yeah, tons, like 40 or something like that. And including wormwood, which is said to cause hallucination in the old folklore as it goes.
In large quantities.
In large quantities, right. Nothing you'd be drinking, I don't think, at home.
Has it been popular?
You know, I don't think a lot of people really catching on to it. Huh. You know, you get a person now and then that's interested in a cocktail that contains it. And it's a lot of fun. We have Sazerac is the official drink of New Orleans.
I just saw Sazerac made on the Rachel Maddow show the day before, the Friday before the Super Bowl. She did her show, you know, political show. She did it from New Orleans and just there in the street. And somebody came up and made a Sazerac.
That's great.
And I've never had one.
It's an amazing drink.
Tell us about it.
So fun. Well, it's an absinthe-laced glass it starts off with.
You put what, absinthe and ice in the glass and let it.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it different ways. Okay. We normally lace a glass straight with absinthe.
Okay, so you just swirl it.
Just swirl it around in the glass, and you can even dump out the excess.
They dumped out the absinthe after.
Mm-hmm. In New Orleans, supposedly they spin the glass. They put a little absinthe in it, spin it, and throw it in the air. Spin it with their hands and throw it up in the air, and the excess absinthe runs out and coats the glass perfectly and comes back down. But that's part of the big
show.
Only
in New Orleans.
Yeah. We're still training on that one. And then it's a rye whiskey base. So rye whiskey is shaken we do it in a shaker, and we shake rye whiskey with bitters and a touch of simple syrup or sugar, and gets an orange rind in there. And shake that really well, and then strain it into the glass. Strain it into the glass with the absinthe lacing on it.
I have to try that sometime.
It's a very, very aromatic cocktail.
Yeah,
very delicious. And then it gets another orange piece of orange peel or zest in it.
I've only had absinthe neat, you know, or with the water.
Which is, like right, exactly the classical preparation.
Yeah, but I have to try the other. And you have music there sometimes. The bar is tiny. It's very cute.
It is. It's very
reminds
fun
me
and
of,
comfortable.
It's actually three times the size of the bar down at Pelican Inn,
right,
which is really tiny. But it reminds me, it's the same sort of cozy thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you'll have music.
We do. Yeah, just like Jude does. We have it also Thursdays and Sundays.
Uh-huh.
But Thursday nights we have Aaron Harris, previously of the Blue Bellies, now with the Green String Farm Band.
Right. The son of... Mimi Luberman,
yes,
I think.
Exactly.
Who's
yes.
been on Mouthful several times.
Yes, Mimi's great. So Aaron's in every Thursday. He's fantastic. And then on Sundays, we have rotating guests, and Sunday nights, we have rotating guests. Tonight, we have the used to be Riff Raff Ramblers. Now there's three of them. They're doing a trio, and they're called the I keep forgetting. They keep changing their names. So much.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll get back to that. But then we have them, and we have rotating artists. You know, people come in. We have a couple groups that come in every month, once a month.
Uh-huh.
Mr. December's one. Javier Montiel comes in quite often. I'm not sure if you know who he is.
I know the solo
artist. Mikey Lee Prasad. We get in quite a bit. We have a lot of really fun bands. Mr. December. They come in often. So,
and then you also run the hotel, Seven Rooms.
We do with Seven Rooms. It's a historic hotel. So the building was built in 1864 as an original hotel when the railroad came through town, and that was again fully rehabbed in the early 90s, and won awards from the Historical Preservation Society.
And what's the price range of the rooms?
The rooms go anywhere from 89 in the winter times, weekdays, all the way up to, you know, around 155, 165 in the peak season, including continental breakfast we do in the morning, and we do local baked goods and things like that.
Okay. So. Well, great. An hour flies when you're having a good time, and you guys certainly are all a good, and you too, Nancy, you're all providing a good time for me, and I hope for all the listeners. Let's give people final contact information, and thank you to Justin Hayashi, Project Coordinator for Economic Development Board. Thanks so much for rounding up these guys.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having us. I really appreciate it.
And again, it's SonomaCountyRestaurantWeek.org.
That's correct.
Starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Continues through Sunday.
Exactly.
Okay, great. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Affronti, address 235 Healdsburg Avenue.
That's right, 235 Healdsburg Avenue, and you got to look for us.
We're
in between the Blue Awning and La Crema.
And you just walk down this corridor, and when you think you don't know where you're going, you'll see a sign.
That's
and then
right.
there it is.
You'll see the sign, and the fence kind of looks like a riddling rack, and you can't miss it.
That's, and when are you open?
We're open every day except for Tuesday.
Okay, close Tuesdays.
And hours are the same every day. We'll go 11:30 till 8:30 right now, and as we get into the summer season, we'll push it back another half hour.
Okay, great. And Applewood?
We're at 15555 Highway 116 in Guerneville, and we're open for dinners Tuesday through Saturday.
Tuesday through Saturday. Great. Thank you. Thanks to you, Jude.
No, thanks a lot. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks to you, Bruce, for being.
Thank
you.
Thanks for having
us. And Brandon, what days are you open?
We are open Wednesday through Sunday.
Wednesday through Sunday, okay.
So Monday and Tuesday we'll be out trying Restaurant Week all across.
Great.
And eating as many meals as we possibly can.
And the Fish Bank is open daily?
Open daily, exactly.
11 to 6.
11 to 6.
Yes, great. Sir. Well, thank you two very much for being here.
Thanks for
having
us.
And Nancy Wang, again, thank you for being here. And we'll just say one more time. Saturday, February 27th, you can celebrate Chinese culture and the Year of the Tiger. Music, dance, martial arts, dragons, lions, it all comes alive. Get tickets at Asia Mart, G&G Supermarket, or you can call Nancy at 576-0533. Mouthful has a Facebook page, and I will be posting this information, links to both Restaurant Week and information about the Year of the Tiger celebration on the Facebook page. And all you have to do to read it all is become a fan. It's easy. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great week. Have a delicious week. And meet me back here next Sunday for another episode of Mouthful, the Wine Country's Most Delicious Hour.
Got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said.